is our God. And Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks for everything that you're doing, the things that we don't understand. Father, we want to give you thanks. Things that we do understand. Father, we give you thanks and praise for everything that you are doing in our life. Father, we decree and declare, even on this call, on this midnight call, that you are perfecting those things that concern us. Father, we declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we decree and declare and affirm in your most precious name that you're turning situations around. We declare and affirm that the struggle is over. We declare and affirm that miracles are taking place in the lives of your people. We declare and affirm that all shall be well because you're working things out in our favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare victory in the lives of your people. We declare, Father, that as we rise up, Father, that you and you alone will be revealed in our lives. Let it not be us, but let it be you, Father, standing strong, moving, and doing all that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we walk in victory. You are refreshing us in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we affirm our refreshing. We thank you and affirm the anointing that shall flow in our lives, and nothing and no one shall stop us. We declare that your will be done in our life, in our situation, in our homes, in our churches, in our community. Father, we declare and affirm, Father, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Come on, people of God, let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's say,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We love you. We love you, Father God. We lift you up. We praise you on this morning prayer call, Father God, because we know that you are great. We know that you are mighty. We know that you are faithful to all that love you and keep your commandments, Father God. Right now, Lord, we decree that this new day opens up a new day of blessings. This new day opens up a new day of favor for each and every individual on this call. This new day opens up the pathway to the keys and answers that many are praying for, many are hoping and desiring for, Father God. Father God, may this day connect us to new divine connections, new favor in court cases, Father, favor in taxes, favor in business, favor in ideas, favor in family, favor in even homes, Father God, favor in even cars. Father God, may this new day open up a new possibility that we are walking towards, Lord. And, Father God, I just want to thank you for the healing that has even visited this family, that's even visited each and every church that's connected to this call. Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the visitation of the clean, good bill of health, Father God. And I ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen us, Father, continue to keep us focused, continue to strengthen our leaders, continue to support them in such a way where they can continue to stand and walk mightily and lead in your will and purpose, Father God. We just want to lift you up this day, Lord, and we want to thank you for all the continued blessings that you're sending our way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we just thank you right now that in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that this season, Lord God, that you teach us to be anxious for nothing, but to be still and know that you are God, and you have us in the palm of your hand, Father. I pray for those sick and those shut in today, Lord God. I pray that your healing balm of Gilead will pour down them, Father, and heal them and touch them where they're hurting and where they're ill, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. You send forth your word and heal, and I thank you for it right now. Father, we enter rest right now knowing that you hear and you answer our prayers. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Father, that we know that you be lifted up. If Christ be lifted up, you said you would draw all men unto us and unto yourself, Father. And I thank you right now, Lord. I bless you and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for keeping us there, Lord. We thank you for just keeping us in our right mind, Father God. And Father God, look upon all those that need healing, dear Lord, that need a touch, Father God, in their body, dear Lord. We decree and declare that all is done in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, look upon my family members, dear Lord. Look upon my cousin that passed away, Father. Look upon their children. Her children, dear Lord, that they will have peace, Father God, peace with all understanding, dear Lord. Father, she's not suffering anymore, Father, but Father, I ask you to touch the family, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, look upon my family, dear Lord. Continue to touch them, Father God. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. Look upon my son, Father God, if he's home, dear Lord. Touch him, Father, in a mighty way, dear Lord. And I thank you, Father God. And Lord, look upon those that's on the line tonight, Father God, that need a touch tonight in their finances, dear Lord. Anything that they ask of you, Father God, bless them, dear Lord. Look upon the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord. And Father, look upon Mother Jordan and Mother Darian, dear Lord. I lift them up to you, Father God. Look upon the children, the grandchildren, dear Lord. I lift them up upon you, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. And look upon all the ministers, dear Lord, that's on the line tonight, Father God. Touch them, dear Lord. Touch those that's on the line too, Father God. Hear their prayers, dear Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks. And we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing, Father, in your presence, my God, is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, my God, there are pleasures forevermore. We thank you, Father, for your anointing release and your anointing increase, Father, upon our lives and upon the ministry, Father, even so in ministry. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop Ebona Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, you continue, Lord, to pour out your spirit and your anointing, Father. Your wisdom, Father, revelation, all the spiritual understanding, my God, and the mysteries, Father, you're unfolding, my God, and bringing it forth with boldness and, Father, with accuracy. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for touching the lives, even of, my God, Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Berry, and, Father, that you're raising up and continue to strengthen, Father, every area in their body, Father, that and rejuvenating their lives, my God, even in their ages, my God, because age is just a number, Father. But we thank you, Father, for your unction to function, Father, in every Lord member of the Jordan's family and the Barron's family, even Zoe Ministry, even, my God, the company of Prophet, even Prophet College, Father, and Lord, even Lord Jesus, the globalization of the prophetic, Father, that your anointing will continue to flow in a supernatural and a mighty way. Even, Lord, as we're in the time of miracles, my God, we thank you, Father, Lord, for your presence, my God. That continue to go with us, your presence that will cover us, your blood that will cover every family member, every home, every nation, and your angels in a mighty assignment, Father, bringing them every evilness and wickedness. My God, we thank you for the victory that is already wrought, my God, by faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the healing that has already taken place, and continue, Lord, to strengthen, my God, every life, my God, because we know, Father, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We give you the praise, honor, and glory for doing it even now with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together in agreement, Lord God, in prayer, and even giving thanks in advance for answered prayer, Lord God, for testimonies. Continue to bring breakthrough, Father God. Continue to have your angels of protection all around each one of us, Lord God, and our family members, Lord. Just speak divine strength and health to our bodies, Lord God, and encouragement to our hearts. Lord God, continue to deliver us from confusion or discouragement or any of those things that would be a stumbling block and might have us stuck from moving forward. Continue to remove those stumbling blocks, Father God, and continue to open our eyes to see the possibilities, Lord God, that we would continue to come to a place of awareness in you of the possibilities and plans for good that you have in store for us, even just ahead, Lord God. Thank you in advance for the breakthroughs, Lord God, in finances, health, even relationships, Lord God. Thank you for unity, Lord God. That there would be a harmony and peace among your people and among our family members as well, Lord God. Continue to strengthen the relationships around us and bring the right divine relationships around us that you would have for us, Lord God, to move forward. Any that are not of you, Lord God, continue to remove what's old and no longer profitable, Lord God, for what you have ahead for us, and help us to be willing to release the things of the past that we need to in order to make room for the new that you have in store for us, Lord God. Thank you for all your guidance and blessings, Lord, and your continued protection and mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And we thank you, Father God, as this is the seventh year, and you declared in your word that all debt should be canceled. And we call forth debt cancellation, a clear, clean slate, and a destroying of every spirit of financial oppression and regression in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory, financial restoration, and repair. We bless you, Lord God, for the shame. There shall be double portion of blessing, double portion of peace, double portion of your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that you release your people from financial bondage so they may worship you, Lord God. We decree and declare, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us, even in the courts, shall not stand. We call it null and void. We thank you, Lord God, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for your divine provision, your divine advancement. We destroy the spirit and the yoke of fear and bondage and depression and heaviness. We destroy every glass ceiling, God, and we command the blessings of God to rain down on your people. We command the miracles to come in full manifestation. We thank you, Lord, for the new vehicles in this season, the new real estate in this season, the new positions in this season. We thank you, Lord God, for the increase in salaries in this position, in this season for it, Father God. And we thank you for restoration for family and right relationship with you first and foremost. And we bless our archbishop and our pastor. We seal them with love and protection, God, in the name of Jesus. And we stand against every wile of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt them. As the enemy come against them one way, they flee seven ways. And we decree it so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Oh, glory, glory to your name, Father God. I bless your name, Father God. Thank you for this time of gathering that we can come and conversate with you, our Father God. I'm rejoicing inside and outside, for God, you've given us so much power, Father God. If we can just see it and reach out and touch it and be it and have it and continue to decree, Father God. But for those, God, who might not have a voice in this season, I am standing in the gap. We are standing in the gap for those who might not know how to call on, or they need help calling on. They need someone to touch and call on, Father God. And I stand in the gap for Ronald Blake, my stepfather, who's challenged with dialysis in this season, Father God. I stand in the gap of any woman, Father God, who's having issues inside their body, Father God. Fibroid, be canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Fading away like a snowflake, melting and never have to be seen, Father God. I stand in the gap of the foster children, Father God, who are crying out, God, because somebody's trying to touch them in this season, God. We cancel that out in any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, that they try to bring forth towards them, Father God. We send the angels go before them for protection, Father God. Anything that anybody sends out to your people, Father God, we send it back in the name of Jesus, that we can stand and we can worship and we can conversate and we can just rest in your glory, Father God, in the grace that you're putting upon our lives, Father God. We take not for granted anything that you're doing for us when we wake up in the morning and you breathe that breath into us, Father God. We thank you, for everything else doesn't matter, but you come first. For we seek ye first so that all the other things can be added, God. We continue to give your name the praise because we love you, Father God. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for our victory. We thank you for our roof over our head, Father God. And we thank you for the ministry, Father God. We continue to hold them up, Father God, as people hold us up, Father God. We push them up and up, Father God, for your glory, God. We give your name always the praise, always the praise. Amen.
Father God, I thank you, God. We thank you, and we give you all honor and praise, and we thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we want to give you all honor and praise, and we want to thank you, God, for giving us a way out of no way. We want to thank you, God, for enhancing, enlarging our prayer life. We want to thank you for teaching us how to pray, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for touching and healing your people, God. We want to thank you, God, for the request, the prayer request that has been out, God. We want to thank you for healing them, God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing their bodies, God, their bodies from the head, from their head to their toe, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for continuing us to grow in you. We want to thank you, God, for giving us the health and strength and making us non-stoppable, God, in your way, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge that you give us and the understanding that you give us to continue to move forward, God. And we want to thank you, God, for setting us free, God. We want to thank you, God, for the turnaround. We want to thank you, God, for the turnaround in our life. And God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us and preparing us, oh God, before you move us farther, oh God. And we just want to give you our honor and praise. And we want to thank you for protecting our children, God, and being with them, oh God, throughout the day, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for peace in the community, God. We want to thank you for peace in the neighborhoods and peace in our homes, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for love. We want to thank you, God, for love and more love, God, and love that you've given us even to love others, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh God. We want to thank you, God, God, for Zoe Ministry and the whole body of Zoe, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for, again, leading us and guiding us, oh God. And we want to thank you for favor, God. We want to thank you for favor that you bring us today, here, right now, God, at our door, God, in our homes, throughout our lives, oh God. We want to thank you for favor, God. And we want to thank you for even solutions, God. And we want to thank you, God, for debt cancellations, God. And we want to thank you for bills getting paid, God. You know, even out of nowhere, we don't know how so much money in the bank or how the bills are being paid, God. But, you know, we just thank you, God. We just thank you for all the grace and your mercy, God, and for your angel of prosperity, God. We want to thank you for that, oh God. We want to thank you even for coming to us in dreams and visions and showing us, oh God. We just want to thank you for all that you have done and even things that you're doing right here, right now that we're not even seeing, God. We want to thank you, God. And we want to thank you, God, for all the leaders. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, and all the leaders who stands with them, God. We want to thank you, God. We want to strengthen them, oh, God. Help them, heal them, God. Be in their homes. Touch their loved ones, oh, God. Oh, God, stand with their children and family, God. And we want to thank you, God, for all those who don't know you, God, to recognize their sins, repent, get their hearts and minds to you, God, so they can know the wonderful, wonderful life that you have, the abundant life that you have for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua, Prophet Joshua, Prophet Naomi.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts, open minds, ready to receive what you want for us to partake, God. And Father God, I ask that you cover and favor our family, cover and favor our children, God. Have our children have sweet dreams at night, God. Father God, we ask that you cover them and favor them when they're in the school, God. Send your presence, send your sweetness over their life, God. Touch their lives that when teachers are teaching them that there's something about them that they're able to see that unique gift over our children, God. Father God, I ask that you send a special blessing to everyone that is on this conference call line, God, to let it overshadow your love in their life, God. Father God, I thank you, God, that I am rooted in your love. I thank you, God, that I'm rooted in your peace, God. I thank you, God, for your heavenly angels that you have placed around us, God. I thank you, God, for allowing us to speak your word, God, and to prophesy. I thank you, God, for the company of prophets, God. God, that you have them covered, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for allowing us to be just who we are, God. I thank you, God, for the healing that you have placed in our lives, God, and the continuous of healing, God. Father God, anyone that doesn't feel well, God, that is not feeling up the part, God, that you send your healing angels just to camp around them, God. Send your healing to them, God. Touch them, healing and restoration into business, God. Creative ideas, God. Let those creative ideas be in our lives, God, and that we are able to increase others around us, God. 125% increase all around us, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for everything you're doing. I thank you, God, for my husband and for my children and for my church family. I thank you, God, for my grandparents. I thank you, God, for everything you have placed in my life, God, even to my pets, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, and I love you, God. And all these things I ask for, God, and nothing more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father God.
Amen. Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for touching even our leaders, Father God, even now, and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Master Prophet, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for their vision, Father God, to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every leader, each and every pastor, Father God. We thank you for touching even the company of prophets, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this season of increase even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching even my grandparents and my mother, and we thank you for touching even my family. We thank you for touching even my wife and my daughter, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you even for increase, Father.
Father God, we thank you because we know that you're rebuking the devourer for our sake, Father God, in this season. Father God, we thank you and we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, give you all the praise and the honor, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continue to be in my mouth. I thank you, Father God, that your word says men are to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. Your word also says the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto our cry. You also said, Lord, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. You also said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all them all. And Father God, we thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for your restoration power. We thank you for that dunamis power that will begin to resurrect things that are dead in our life, whether they be dreams, hallelujah, our finances, our relationships, businesses, God, hallelujah, even around ministry, God. And Father God, I thank you right now, even our love walk. God, begin to resurrect some things in our life that are appear to be dead, God. I thank you, Father God, that as Jesus said, ask and it shall be given, seek and it you shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. And you also said, Jesus, for everyone that asks, receive it, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knock it shall be open. And Father God, we ask you right now to begin to open up doors for us, supernatural doors, doors that we didn't even expect. God, I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to open those doors up. We are asking you, Father God, for more peace and love and joy, happiness, health and success and prosperity in the name of you. We're asking you, Father God, to send forth right now salvation to our lost loved ones, God. We're asking you to let there be an outpouring of your spirit, Father God, all over the land right now. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you right now, Father God, that you will bring divine order in every area of our life, God, in our neighborhoods and even in our Senate and even, hallelujah, in the government and even in the White House, God. Bring divine order right now. In the name of Jesus, even at each state capital right now, bring order right now. God, even in our police system, God, bring order, God, in the name of Jesus, even in the courthouses, God, bring divine order, God, because we know that you are God of order, and we know that you bless order, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough and turnaround. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us seed to sow and bread to eat. I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. I thank you, Father God, you're making us a target for the blessing, that it will run us down and overtake us, God. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, God, that you will give us power to attain wealth. We thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd, and there shall be never any want. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now in the name of you. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone under the sound of my voice, over their homes, their cars, as they go to and forth right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, and Pastor, Prophet, and Deborah Jordan, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families right now, even right now to Mother Jordan and Mother, hallelujah, Baron right now, her family. And I thank you right now for my son, Prophet Cecil Smart, and I decree and declare victory and breakthrough of his life right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you with every word, every request, every word that was said on this prophetic midnight prayer call. Father, we lift it up to you and we offer it unto you. We say, thank you, Lord. Lord, we say, let thy will, thy holy will, thy sacred will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this day that you have made, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will bless it, Father. Father, cause us to rise up and to become wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. Cause us to be people of wisdom, people of knowledge, people of understanding. Cause us, Father, to be skillful, even concerning business matter. Cause us to excel in the things that we put our hands to do, Father. Father, cause us to begin to provoke the Jews to jealousy. Father, cause us, Father, to move forward in your will and in your purpose. And, Father, we will give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor, Father, now and forevermore, Father. Now, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will grant us safety and protection as we move in this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the favor, Lord, that shall rest upon us. Not only will it rest upon us, but it shall go before us in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we love to call your name, and we love you for saving us. We love you for who you are and what you have done for us, Father. And, Father, we just praise your name. We just honor your name, and we bow down to your most holy and sacred name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks and the honor now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. The prophetess Naomi, thank you. Thank the company of prophets. Thank everyone. I just feel victory all in my soul. I just feel this is a breaking point. Things get ready to break. Things get ready to loose.
With amen.
Struggle. God is getting ready to redirect that energy, and he's ready to move it away from us. And I just keep seeing a clear and an open path that God himself is opening up for his people. So people of God, I can only say stand, trust, and believe, because after you have done all you know to do, you're going to stand in faith, trust God, and believe God, because our reward is sure. There's victory, there's breakthrough that is lingering in the air, and I'm receiving it, not just for myself, not just for my household, not just for my church, but for the people of God, because I know when I go up, we all going to go up. So this is not one bad thing, but this is a community joint venture that God has called us to walk into. And I'm saying, yes, God, have your way. Let thy perfect will be done in Jesus' name. So, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease. I love you, family. I so appreciate you.
Love you more, Pastor.
Love you too. God bless.
Amen, amen. Well, we want to tell you, everyone, thank you. Thank you to our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Just want to give a quick announcement. We'll be off less than 45 seconds to a minute. We will be back here at our 9 a.m. conference call. We will be back here on this live conference call. Is there any other company of prophets from any announcements from any other company of prophets? I'm a little tired. Prophet, get it.
Yes, Prophetess Naomi, thank you so much. Just want to remind the people of God, at 12 noon tomorrow, we'll be having our Pop Life radio show with myself. Prophetess Jessica and Prophetess Diana. So don't forget to come and join us at noon on this very line. And also June 9th to June 10th, save the date, we'll be having our very own men's conference open to all men free of charge at 310 Riverside Drive. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. If that is it, I want to say thank you. Please register for
Prophetess
and check your email.
Prophetess. Prophetess Naomi, I have something to say about prophecology.
Go on.
Okay, people of God, the registration went out today for you to register for your hotel. So please check your email and register for your hotel, and we will be having a training call on Tuesday starting tomorrow and up until the end of the month. So please check your email and do your registration for the hotel for prophecology. And those of you who did not sign up for the Book of the Month Club, there's still room, there's still time for you to sign up. The number is 888-831-0434. And also, anyone that lives in the New York area, we are having a block party on May 21st at 310 Riverside Drive. It's open for anyone to come, so come and fellowship with us on that Sunday, May 21st. No, on Saturday, May 20th. Excuse me for the date. May 20th is the block party. Thank you so much, Naomi.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Company of Prophets. We will see you back here at 11:55 p.m. Good night, and God bless, and good morning to you all.
God bless you. Good morning.